The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Former World Health Organization Executive Director Dr. Mike Ryan says the Irish flag has been hijacked by what he describes as a very toxic form of nationalism. And for more on this, I am joined by David Gilbert, reporter at Wired, who covers disinformation and online extremism. Good evening to you, David. Is Dr. Mike Ryan correct?
Yeah, I don't think it's in doubt, really. We've seen over the course of the last 2 or 3 years, the Irish far-right movement have co-opted the flag, both online digitally in their avatars and also offline in their marches to kind of come to represent this anti-immigrant symbol. And they are, you know, they are claiming that anyone who is waving the flag is a patriot, anyone who isn't is not a patriot. And they're definitely using it to kind of mark their territory and identify themselves both online and offline.
Okay. And we've seen, I suppose, to some extent that happening as well in places like the UK. We've seen the Union Jack being used. I suppose other countries are seeing something similar. Is that fair?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, the Irish far-right movement, it's a small movement. It's not a very big movement, but they don't really have many original ideas. And so everything you see over here in Ireland is been something that has already happened in the US. So you see the MAGA movement is very identifiable with the stars and stripes. And in the UK, we saw the Raise Your Colours campaign last year, where far-right leader Tommy Robinson promoted this campaign to put St. George's Crosses or the Union Jacks around immigrant communities around the UK to intimidate them. And that's exactly what we're seeing here in Ireland, because everything that the Irish far-right movement does is something that's already happened elsewhere in the world.
Okay. How worried do you think that we should be about the far right, insofar as, that, as you've pointed out, they are a very small movement in Ireland? The far left would hold far greater sway in terms of Irish politics than the far right.
Yeah, absolutely. They are, in terms of their numbers and the support and their electoral kind of results, we've seen that they just don't have a huge amount of support. But I think the problem comes when you look online and they have a way bigger presence online than they should have. And that's because of platforms like X and Facebook and Instagram, where they are promoted by the algorithm to the top of your feed because the content that they put up is more engaging than a lot of the other content. And that's what's rewarded online these days. And it's also being monetized. So a lot of these guys are earning money because of it, which pushes them to create more and more extreme content. And then you see figures like Elon Musk and Steve Bannon in the US who are engaging with these figures in Ireland and amplifying them even further. And therefore they have this kind of outsized influence online in Ireland. And that is an issue, I think, where they have a power to attract more and more people, especially a younger audience, that they don't really have offline. And I think that's something that needs to be monitored and, you know, that we have to keep an eye on who's promoting these accounts and why.
Just explain to me and to our listeners, David, in what way are they able to monetize this?
So, for example, if you take X, if you sign up to X's, which is formerly known as Twitter, if you sign up to their premium subscription, which a lot of the prominent figures in Ireland's far-right movement have, they have a little blue check mark, but it also allows you to monetize your content so that X will share their advertising revenue with you depending on how many clicks you get or how many views you get. And so what that does is it incentivizes people to create content that will generate people to talk about it. It doesn't necessarily have to be true,
so
and in most cases it's not.
Clickbait is what you're sort of talking about.
Exactly. They're creating clickbait. They're out creating videos, you know, harassing people on the street, and that's the kind of content that we've seen gets a lot more clicks than anything else. And so that's what they're doing. And it's pushing them to create more extreme content, to be more outlandish, to push wilder allegations against immigrant communities. And that's a real danger.
Okay. I'm just looking at the stats that the Hope and Courage Collective, they produced last week. It according to them, and I'm just, these are their statistics, there's increasing numbers of Irish people who believe that and agree that immigrants contribute positively to Irish culture. There's increasing numbers of people who believe that working class people are struggling due to systemic inequality, and there are increasing numbers of people who believe that wealthy people are successful because they are given more opportunities than others, and increasing number of people who believe that Black, Asian and minority ethnic communities face greater barriers than white people. That would suggest that the far right aren't gaining any kind of traction. I'm sometimes wondering when I hear, I suppose, people go on about the far right. When I look at our, for example, we would have elected people within the Dáil who would openly say that they're Trotskyites, for example. We have people before profit, etc. And, mm-hmm. and that's absolutely fine. People are entitled to vote for whoever they want. But my point being, I'm sometimes reminded sort of the McCarthy era, the McCarthyism of looking for reds under the beds. Are we looking for fascists under the floorboards? And really, they're not nearly as prevalent or as dangerous as we've been. Is there a kind of a hysteria that as we've been led to believe?
I don't think there's a hysteria, no. I think there are fascists openly speaking in Ireland and who have a following. I think it's really important to continue to shine a spotlight on these people because I think their rhetoric is increasingly dangerous. I think we have seen in the US and in the UK where huge audiences of young males have been captured by these types of figures. And that's because they were allowed to push their rhetoric without any pushback really from people in authority or the social media platforms stopping them from doing so. And I think, well, you're right that, you know, most people in Ireland are still of the view that immigrants are a positive on society and that it's the government really is failing people, not, you know, anyone else. That I think it's important that we continue to highlight to them that there are these people out there who are looking to try and take advantage. So far, they haven't been able to do so, particularly when it comes to elections. But that won't stop them from continuing to try. And I think
I suppose what I'm asking is aren't they entitled to try? Like, do we have to stop them? There was a time we're sitting here in Philadelphia currently. There was a time in this country when people believed anyone who expressed communist ideas were dangerous and should be stopped and should be monitored and all of that. And we look back on that now and we go, really? Was that not an awful time? Is this not sort of an equivalent? Because we have moved in Europe and indeed in Ireland, we have a spectrum of politicians who are elected who go from far left to sort of centre left. That we don't have anybody on the right, really. Even our centre parties are kind of left of centre, even though they are further to the right than our harder right parties. But is that not part of why we're having this conversation? Is because we actually are heavily left wing. And because we are heavily left wing, we fear anybody with right wing views at all.
I think that's you're right. That's part of it in terms of Ireland has always been kind of, you know, had a more left leaning viewpoint. But I think the idea that you compare far left groups, far right groups that are there is not really accurate, because if you look at what far right groups and the groups I'm talking about, the people I'm talking about are the ones who are out, you know, trying to intimidate asylum seekers in the places where they have been put. They are the ones who are out marching and threatening people. They're the ones who are beating up protesters at their marches, counter-protesters who come out to voice their opinion against their hateful ideology. It's not that they are trying to promote a political ideology. What they're promoting is racism and fascism. And I think it's okay to be worried about that and to be angry and to be, you know, concerned that it could grow. So far, it has been limited, and the people who have been trying to push it have not been massively successful. But I do think that because of their power that they have online, with figures like Musk and Steve Bannon promoting them, and, you know, figures like Conor McGregor, who has been hugely influential in this this community, I think it's important that we keep an eye on them, we monitor what they're doing, and we call out what they're doing for what it is, and not try and, you know, say that it's similar to what the far left is doing, because they're not going out and, you know, threatening immigrants and causing, you know, pushing hateful ideologies.
No, but some people would suggest that within the far left groups, there's a lot of I'm not referring to far left parties elected in our country or anything like that, but that within the left or the far left in general as a political ideology, that things like anti-Semitism have taken root considerably. So, you know, some people would argue that there's hate coming, but against different groups from both sides in that sort of way.
Yeah, again, look, I think there's anti-Semitism across the board in the world at the moment. It is on the rise constantly over the last couple of decades, and it's worse now than it has been for a long time. And there isn't probably a political ideology or community that doesn't have some level of anti-Semitism within us. Unfortunately, that's just the reality of things. But I think that you cannot, again, compare what a limited amount of anti-Semitism within the left to what is happening on the right, which is also a deeply anti-Semitic movement in many cases. And I think it's not fair to compare them, because what we've seen, even in a limited case in Ireland with the protests and the attacks on IPAS centres and the threatening of immigrants and the beating of counter-protesters, I think that's something different that we, you know, is not happening on the left. And it's something that should be called out and monitored and not allowed to grow bigger than it is already.
All right. Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that. That is David Gilbert, their reporter at Wired, covering disinformation and online extremism.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.